Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, I have a good question for you.
What it do, boom.
Have you been taking your Athletic Greens?
You know it. Love it.
Yeah, well,
you recommended that to me.
Yeah, absolutely, because Athletic Greens AG1 I take every day.
He was taking it before they came on board for us to promote them. But go
right.
ahead.
Because the thing, you know, I want better gut health, you know, for my digestion, because I'm on a weird diet, like the keto diet. I don't sometimes get enough carbs as I need. So
right.
I like it for the gut health and gives you sustained energy, you know, immune support. And I hated taking the I had 9 bottles of vitamins.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, constantly having to screw the vitamins on and taking like 9 vitamins at a time, or like, you know, 2 times during the day. But you know, with AG1, it's great. You just mix it with water, or you can put in juice too.
Right.
I like to take it because I do intermittent fasting. I like to take it after my workout. So I'll go drink my AG1, and I'll maybe take a protein shake or go eat my meal. And the thing about it, it's great for recovery, you know, it empowers the whole, you know, the gut for the whole body. If your gut is in good shape and good health, that affects your whole body, you know, your alertness, you know, everything. And
right.
athletes love this stuff, and it's so much more than just a powder. It's literally all of your key health products in one, you know, and it's got 75 high quality ingredients. And so you get the daily nutrients that you need, and it's a micro habit that delivers macro benefits, and it helps almost everybody take care of their health every single day.
Right.
So if you want, you know, I swear by this stuff, right? Because it's so much simplicity, and it works, right? And it also just costs less than $3 a day. That's a really good price if you ask me. And if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's Athletic Greens, athleticgreens.com/KONAN. And check it out. Less than $3 a day and a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs.
Bro, here's the best part of it too. We all need, like, we all know that we need vitamins and this thing is rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals. But we also know we need fresh fruits and vegetables. A lot of time it's hard, you know, you got to cut them and you got to go to the store and buy them and hope that they don't go bad. Bro, you save all of that by taking this. This is excellent. We highly recommend it. Disco, as I stated, and Joe was using it before they came on board. You know, we all use it. We all swear by it. And it saves you time. It saves you money. You don't got to, like as Disco said before, you don't got to take a bunch of pills. This has everything you need to keep you in shape. Because really, that's the MO of our show, wellness. Keeping you in shape. Get all your minerals and vitamins at Athletic Greens. Boom.
So let's get to the mailbag, because you got a lot of mail. This is gonna be a long mailbag today, but we do video mailbags on YouTube now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big thing. So, and I have a shirt on that people are going to be seeing on this is a Cycle Bunny shirt. All right, so let's get to the mailbag. First one's from Matthew Ince, and the subject is who cares anymore? Right now, the WWE roster is in the best position they've been in a long, long time. I'm not saying that it's the golden years of the Attitude Era when a tag title match could headline a house show at Madison Square Garden. But when you compare it to the 2017-2019 era, 2023 is effing awesome. I say this because of the CM Punk AEW issue. The biggest talk from guys like... Oh, my God.
Mm.
The biggest talk from guys like Hannibal TV or Zero News, the one with the X, is that Punk
who?
Is like... Bro, these are not good sources. Okay,
right, yeah.
Is that Punk is likely to return to AEW at the Revolution pay-per-view in March. My question is, does anyone care anymore? Like, really, it seems that AEW can do anything right. CM Punk will come back to AEW TV, take a few shots at WWE, and then just back to the same old shit. Even if he returned to WWE, I really don't think that anyone would care. Disco, Crazy Eddie, and Uncle Conan... By the way, Corey Graves called you Uncle Conan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why
that was
that.
Awesome. Yeah.
Right. Uncle TV, what do you think?
I'll tell you exactly what I think. I just think that the old adage, you only have one chance to make a good first impression, and that ship's already sailed. Punk already came back after 7 years. You really didn't do shit with him. And if he comes back now, I think he kind of left a little bit to me in my eyes as tainted goods, you know?
It's not hot.
So you're right. So unless you have a real good angle or something that's going to resuscitate this guy, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. You know, I just think that, you know, I like heel punk. I like Punk as a heel. He's a real good heel. Not as a nice guy. He doesn't come. It's like Charlotte. Charlotte, I don't like her as a baby face. She's like a natural heel, you know? Right. So I'm not feeling Punk as a face. The, oh, thank you, shucks. It's good to be back. That was cool like the first 2 weeks, but yeah. It just went way too long. And I liked him when he was throwing little jabs at people. And I definitely liked him in that meltdown with that scrum with Tony Khan. That's tremendous. That's a fucking classic.
That was like the first scrum I actually was like, oh, it was just a good show. Let me see what they do at the press conference. It was the first one I watched. I remember I texted you guys in the group text and I was like, you got to put this on or look at Twitter. Like, this is great because I saw it live.
Oh, me
this
too. I was watching. I was like, Jesus
you were watching
Christ.
It live, Disco? Yeah.
No, not live, but immediately when it was over, I was like, look at the clips. I was like, what the fuck? Like,
but what were you thinking while you were watching this, Joe? Because it was surreal even watching it back.
I thought it was so nuts. And I was watching Tony's, you know, body language and stuff. Right. I actually, after like the first 5-6 minutes, I rewound it and took it to show my wife, who's not a wrestling fan, but she knows Punk and stuff. Like, watch this meltdown. Like, she's like, what's wrong with him? Like, I don't know. But yeah, I knew there was going to be
eating cupcakes and shit while they're fucking doing the thing. Tony's like, I can't believe this is happening to me. Yeah. He doesn't know whether to shoot himself or walk off. He was fucking stunned.
Yeah,
I would have gotten up and said, turn that fucking mic off. And let me tell you something, buddy. Because remember that part where he kind of dissed Tony and he goes, Tony, you don't have anything to say in the matter.
You know what I mean?
Whatever.
Right. Or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, halt, dude. I sign your fucking checks. What the fuck are you talking about?
I was just saying, this scrum is over. We're going to have to put an end to this. The scrum is over right now. Let's get
that's
up.
What
Let's
Dana
get Chris
would do,
out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Next one's from Hank Beanie. The subject is Perry Saturn. Hey, guys. I was on Pro... Joe, look this up, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was on Pro Wrestling Tees, and I was shocked to see Perry Saturn's store has a disclaimer that, quote, profits from this go to helping Perry Saturn's medical bills due to a severe case of CTE, unquote.
Yeah.
I tried to find an update on Perry Saturn online, but there wasn't anything. He hasn't tweeted since 2019 and hasn't appeared on camera since around the same time. Have you guys spoken with or seen Perry Saturn recently, and do you know anything about his condition? Thank you, and this is from Hank. Bro, I'm good friends with Perry, okay? And when he, you know, he's got issues.
Yeah.
Like, he's obviously got PTSD that he does, okay? Mm-hmm. He's like, whatever, right? But it's like, you know, he, when he did the what do you call it, the freaking what's the crowdfunding site?
GoFundMe.
Bro, he did a GoFundMe. He got like over $100,000.
Really?
Oh, wow. And it was like to go to like, you know, go to Bill, like he was like down and out, you know?
Yeah, he needed help.
And I was like, well, shit, that's like I'm not like, I mean, come on, like 100, you know, well, way more than enough, you know, for like to take care of somebody that's down and out, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, right? And then I'm looking at this as like, you know, profits from this go to helping Perry's out due to severe case of bro, you don't have a person that's CTE until they're dead. Now, Perry probably has CTE, but that's the kind of a, that they're right. Is it on the site?
It says an undiagnosed. Oh, I don't know, man. This one I'm looking at. This might
what does
be
it say?
This might be a different one because this GoFundMe only made $3,000 out of $6,000.
No, there's
that's
got to
be a different one, right?
No, yeah. Way different one. I remember the old one where Jericho contributed.
Jericho
like,
put in five.
He made a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And maybe like he hadn't really been online since then. I mean, maybe he made enough to like, you know, he's fine now and like whatever. But like, but that thing they're like saying that like due to CTE, it's like, dude, it's like, come on, you can't like say stuff like that. That's
right.
You don't know
you
if
can only, you can
from,
only
like,
diagnose CTE when you're deceased because they,
right.
they got to get that tau, T-A-U, whatever.
Right.
And those are the proteins that lets you know that if you have.
Right. Right. So it's like, you know,
this was he raised $40,000 at that point, DI. But this says that, you know, he has traumatic brain injury, which causes constant headaches, sensitivity to light, brain fog, inability to drive or work, and dementia. So,
okay. So he's got post-traumatic stress disorder, obviously.
Right. And he was like homeless not too long ago.
Right.
So, you know, that must have been a shock to his system.
I'm just saying the wording of that is kind of keep it real.
Right.
Don't like. It sounds like you're saying the guy got CTE. Okay. Well, you don't know if he's got CTE. You obviously got issues, but phrase it differently. You know. So whatever.
So you said do you talk to him now? Have you kept up with him?
Not really. I had the guy. Yeah. I did the interview for the guy that was doing his documentary, and never really heard from the guy again.
Yeah, I think Raven.
Those homeless
in touch.
People don't have phones. Nothing.
Right. Yeah. No, he's not homeless anymore. I think.
No.
He can get back on his feet. So.
He's got a girlfriend and a dog. And
well, he had to be back on his feet. I mean, he made a if he did from that GoFundMe.
Yeah, but if you see a video of him speak now, he's different.
No, he was always kind of punch drunk.
Yeah, but he's different than he was a few years ago. I mean, a few years ago.
I hope he's never lost his humor. He was one of the funniest guys like ever. Yeah. You know, he was hysterical. I used to, especially when cell phones came out and we had voice messages. Me, him, Raven, and stuff. All our voice messages would reference each other. He's like, you go, hey, I'm Perry Saturn. I'm not here right now. I'm light burning the candle at both ends. And if this is you, Raven, like you're like going, he got a promo on Raven on his voicemail, right? So it's like we were all like doing that, like trading voicemails back and forth. I mean, it's funny stuff, right? Conan, guess what?
What up?
Support for today's episode comes from Vincero. If you aren't familiar with Vincero yet, they make exceptionally crafted and stylish watches at affordable prices. Other premium handcrafted watches don't fit the everyday person's budget. You can finally own a high-quality and lasting timepiece without going broke. If you're looking for a perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love, you can now save 20%. That's a big number. Plus free shipping site-wide with our exclusive code K100. Support the show and check them out at Vincero. That's Vincero Collective.com and use code K100. And basically what this is a premium lifestyle brand. Guess where they're based out of, Conan?
Where?
San Diego, California.
Boom.
And basically, their goal is to help everyday person accessorize their outfits with premium products at a price that makes sense. So they're trying to give you some quality-looking stuff minus the designer prices. And they design everything in your house, source their own materials, and produce in small batches. They're committed to doing things well or not at all. And for all the boss men and women out there, their watches are a must. I wear one of them. I haven't worn a watch in 30 years. I'm wearing them now. And they can elevate your look with the twist of the wrist. They're made with surgical-grade stainless steel, durable silicone, and Italian marble straps. And these sleek modern watches come with reliable automatic and Japanese quartz movements. They're great watches. And they also have sunglasses that can polarize with handcrafted frames and so many styles to choose from, too. And they also have jewelry. So you ask for it, they listen. From pendants, chains, to bold bracelet statements, Vincero is consistent with their jewelry drops. They're perfect to come to your watch. And ladies, or men, if you're buying for your partner, Vincero's women's jewelry is designed to stand out and keep you feeling confident. And they make it easy to reinvent your style one accessory at a time. They have everything here. The Vincero Collective is your one-stop shop for Valentine's Day. And they even offer a 5-year guarantee with a 365-day free return policy to make gift-giving even easier. They're putting their stock in this product and betting on it and saying, you know, you have a year to return these if you don't like it. That's an unbelievable deal. So whether it's a gift for yourself or someone in your life, add Vincero to the top of your wish list. Joe, you know, you have a wish list. Maybe you put some Vincero products on this. So don't wait or it'll be too late. Get 20% off plus free shipping site-wide with their code K100 at www.vincerocollective.com. Support our show and check them out at VinceroCollective.com and use the code K100. Look good, feel good, and save big with Vincero. And our listeners, they listen to our advice with grooming products, with fitness products, supplement products. The Vincero Collective puts the icing on the cake with all the stuff they offer.
Now, real quick, we found out about this through Joe because he does ads for other shows. And he had used the Vincero product. What was it that got you interested so you could recommend it here? Because I know Disc ordered something, but I don't know if he got it yet.
Yeah, I much like Disc, I'm not a big watch wear type, but I checked this out a couple of months ago, and I got the Rogue, it's called. And there's dozens of these different designs to look at. I like the Rogue black watch. Very straightforward, very comfortable. You know how sometimes you get a watch, it slides around, it's noisy, you're not comfortable with it. This is nothing like that. It's very, very comfortable on your wrist. Tells perfect time, and I think it's cool looking. I really, really enjoyed this watch. I'm happy that I purchased it.
Yeah, I got the watch. Right. Excellent. Yeah.
Because I ordered the glasses, but they also got jewelry. They got some cool little chains. You know, everything they do is really well done. If not, we wouldn't promote it. Look your best. With a watch, with a chain, with some glasses, some cool glasses, by the way, not the ones that Joe has on with the peeling tint at Vincero. Boom.
So the next one's from Fall Vampire, and somebody says Backlash. First of all, I absolutely love the video mailbag. Great work, guys. Okay, we can thank Hughie for that. It was his idea, so let's give Cody, will you put Hughie over for coming up yet? No? All right. My question is about Cody Rhodes. Every time WWE pushes a new babyface to the top, then fans refuse to get behind them. Has happened over and over and over again. Happened to Kofi Kingston, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Daniel Bryan, Big E, and now it seems like it's happening to Cody Rhodes. Cody did an interview with Ariel Helwani in which he said that winning the Rumble was the greatest moment of his career. That's right, guys. A wrestler put over a huge event that he won. Right on cue, the IWC are now looking for blood because, quote, he's turning his back on AEW, unquote. Basically, I'm asking, even if Cody wins the title at WrestleMania, do you think with today's fans, it's going to lead to nothing because the marks don't seem to want to enjoy wrestling? As much as I love the video mailbag, we also need Joe to do a K100 rehash special of all the times Billy reported that The Rock versus Roman was happening. It'll be fun to hear him deny that he got it all wrong for years. Well, first of all, Rock versus Roman was supposed to happen before the Vince McMahon stuff and everything, and everybody's reported that. So that's like, you know, bro, whatever.
He was at the Grammys last night, and all the wrestling fans are on Twitter like, oh, he can't come back, but he can go to the Grammys. Like,
right.
Why not even related.
I will say this. Bro, the WWE fans dwarf the AEW fans right now. So any people complaining about about Cody are just disgruntled AEW fans that their brand is getting smashed by WWE right now. So that's – I don't think this is like, you know – but the people are saying like, hey, let me make a point here, and I want to see if Cody agrees with this. And we're having Eric on this week, and specifically I wanted to talk to him about this because he made a great point, okay? And I want to fast forward to a point that he made months and months – it may have been almost – I don't know how long ago it was, but it was a while back, right? So remember when Eric was on with Conrad, okay? Mm-hmm. And they had discussed that, like, with the storytelling, you know, like they Eric has more confidence in the WWE the way they structure their storytelling, okay? And – Conrad was kind of surprised at that. Remember that?
No. Okay, I remember him making that comment. I don't remember Conrad. Yeah.
Conrad was kind of surprised.
Right.
Because Conrad, we love Conrad and what he does, okay? And he's great at his job interviewing these guys. But the reason he does so well is because he's kind of the voice of the dirt sheet marks. Like, he'll reference – Dave Meltzer reported this, and, like, he's been a Meltzer reader for years and stuff, and he'll – you know, talk about stuff that Meltzer said about Eric, and they'll talk about these points, right? Mm-hmm. But it's funny when they do, like, I see a lot of their clips, right, with Eric and him, and Conrad is constantly surprised at things Eric says, you know. And I want to reference, like, Eric said that I have more confidence in the structure, the way the WWE structures their storytelling. Let's fast forward to the Sami Zayn Bloodline storyline. Okay, and like for months and months, this has just been a well-told, structured story to the point that the actual wrestling has been insignificant. Okay, Sammy's a good worker. He has good matches, but he's only wrestled when the story has presented a situation where he needs to get in the ring. Okay, and he has a good match, nothing special. It tells the story, right? And then the conclusion of the match is always a finish where it gets you thinking about the next thing, to the point that their storytelling of this character, which has basically been done in vignettes, backstage segments, and stuff, everything, to where the people are saying, this guy needs the main event WrestleMania. And it's like it shows you the strength of structured storytelling and episodic television, to where it develops characters to the point like people think he should be main eventing WrestleMania now. And like Eric was absolutely right about that. And like, you know, so like, what do you think about that, Conan?
Well, I think we knew that.
We knew that too. But that's like a point.
But you also got to remember, that's the difference between us and the fans.
Right.
We've been in the business, and then even more inner circle, we've been on booking committees, which is a whole different world.
Absolutely.
You know, and it helps you see different, helps you see wrestling differently. Because when you're doing it, you're looking at it as a wrestler, and you're only looking at it, what's in it for me. But now you have to take care of the promotion.
Right.
And one of the reasons I was able to book so young with no prior experience whatsoever, when Antonio Pena, who I consider a fucking genius, told me, will you be a booker with me? And I was probably the youngest booker in Mexican history, you know, and with no previous experience, because the one thing I did that nobody else did is I had ideas for others.
Right.
So I had my ideas, which I knew I was going to get over because I was competent, cocky motherfucker. But I also had ideas for Eddie, for Love Machine, for Ray, for Hoovie.
I was way worse because I never had – I would never contribute ideas for myself. I'd always contribute ideas for other people.
Right.
I was very unselfish like that, you know, so.
Right.
Next is for Brock. Joe, do you have this clip ready?
Yeah.
Question this guy asked anyways?
We kind of like how the fans are going to turn on Cody and say, well, it's just
– No, they won't.
That's AEW fans because like – WWE fans are not turned on Cody.
They're not turned. He's over.
You might have a few people booing because Sammy, you know, but he's still over. Like you hear the pops from, you know. Like I said, they have two over guys at the same time, which is a great spot to be in, you know, when you're in promotion. So, all right. So the next one's from Brock Miles, subject is Judy Bagwell, Roddy Piper. Hello. A few weeks ago, I wrote in about the work boxing match between Buff Bagwell and Roddy Piper, Bash at the Beach 99. The match ends after Judy Bagwell interferes by biting Piper in the ear. Conan asked me to send in a clip of it. Here's a clip WWE has put on their website. What do you think? All right, let's look at.
All right, sorry, I was changing our description while you're reading that email, but here we go.
Oh, they had the boxing referee for that.
Yeah, Mills Lane. Mills Lane.
Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
Blockbuster. And Judy's holding Flair too.
Oh my God, how ridiculous is wrestling back then, Conan?
Oh, she's chasing
him. You're muted, by the way. What did you think of this?
Bro, I don't remember this at all.
I don't remember this at all either. Man.
I like that she's got a shirt that says Judge Judy.
Right.
And now I know what the bite was about. That was Tyson
Holyfield right at the same time.
Yeah. It was a month before because this was July 99.
When you read it, you're like, bit his ear. How JoJo is that? Mm-hmm. Now when you see it and you put it in the context, that was actually kind of funny, you know? And I can't believe Piper did the job for him, but he did.
For Buff, shit.
He didn't want to do it for Hogan.
Conan.
What'd it do?
End the old year with a new you, and close it will give you the confidence to tackle those 2023 resolutions. Thanks to our new sponsor, True Classic. You'll have everything you need to hit the gym, take it slow, or treat yourself to something nice. Let's get snatched in 2023, and daddies, I'm talking to you. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men look great in their tees, and now you can save big while you do so. For a limited time only, get 25% off with the code K100 at TrueClassic.com. True Classic will make you feel your best by accentuating the places that the eyes go to first, which is your body, And have you thought about upgrading your shirts? Almost all men's t-shirts are designed to look good to certain body types. That's why True Classics team designed t-shirts to make the fellows of all sizes out there feel confident in their clothing. These tees taper off towards the bottom, but they fit tighter around the chest and shoulders. There's a desirable look to be achieved by every single body type. They give you the wide shoulder and tapered bottom look that we're all looking for, and the quality of the t-shirts are elite. From going to the gym to your first date, there's no better look than a fresh tee. I wear t-shirts all the time. And True Classic offers other menswear as well. The True Classic Activewear line makes physical features more flattering, and their fabrics are engineered for high-intensity workouts. I'd pair an active shirt with their fleece or quick-dry shorts or a pair of their comfy joggers. They also just released new button-downs and chinos, which are perfect for a nice night out. And you can never go wrong with their classic comfort collection of ultra-soft tees, briefs, hoodies, and much more, and you know me, I'm a big hoodie guy. They have a pack builder on their site where you can customize the bundle you want and save even more. And for my big fellas out there, they have long options for the tall guys and up to triple XL. Now, True Classic also has a 100% risk-free guarantee with a 30-day return policy. That's great for you. The response to these tees are overwhelmingly positive, with over 200,000 five-star reviews. It's no wonder these t-shirts are quickly becoming men's go-to. So, Dad Bods, we got you covered. Rip Bods, you know it. Your average Joe, that's you. Yes, sir. Get 25% off at TrueClassic.com with the code K100. That's 25% off with the code K100 plus free shipping on purchases over $100. New year, new me, and new tees. Thanks to True Classic at TrueClassic.com.
Bro, these are great. They're comfortable. You know, and like he said, they come in so many different styles. The one that I got, they have polos, they have V-necks, they have long sleeves. They got, you know what a Henley shirt is, D.I.?
Oh, Henley shirt?
Yeah.
No.
Those are the ones that have no collar, and they're kind of round, and they have buttons right here. And they have different colors. Very, very comfortable. And, you know, it does a real good job of accentuating your upper body. They're very, very comfortable, you know, and I highly recommend it. So, you know, get your attire on at True Classic Tees. Boom.
Rain or shine, and the subject is Vince Russo. This is a lame email question, by the way. Hey, K100 crew, my question is mainly for Disco. I was wondering if you ever heard Jim Johnson's theme song for Vince Russo's intro to his podcast. Vince says that he raps in it. If you heard the song, what would you rate Vince's rap skills? Okay. P.S. Triple Mania main event, Disco Inferno versus Crazy Eddie, book it Conan. Let's suspend this guy for a terrible question that wasted our time and a stupid contribution for Triple Mania main event. I have not heard it, so I will not comment. All right. Terrible. Next is from Mark DiPaolo, and the subject is question. Peace, fellas. This is my first time writing in. I'm a longtime listener and Patreon subscriber. K-Dog, I hope you're feeling better and 100% healthy. Disco, you have no heat with me as you're a native New Yorker. Just a little side brother. I don't give a rat's ass if I had heat with you. All right, because I don't know you. Joe, I'll always put you over as the hardest working man in the podcast biz, even though that would get me with Conan. Well, he said, even though it would get me heat with Conan. So right. There you go. You guys have gotten me through some dark times in my life, and I can always count on you guys for honest takes and the truth telling. My question is for Conan mainly. Conan, as a non-Spanish speaking Italian kid from New York, would you suggest traveling to Mexico City for vacation to not only see the city, but to go see Lucha? I've heard it's quite the experience, as Mexico City is a different animal. I've been to Cancun, but never Mexico City. Would you suggest going with someone who speaks the language only? Or could I take my girl with me to go see Lucha and vacation in Mexico City? If so, any recommendations of where to stay while there? What to do so I play it safe and would recommend going to see Lucha as a hardcore wrestling fan that's never been? Thanks for all you guys do, and sorry for being so long-winded. P.S. D.I., if you're ever in New York, I'm interested in the Chinese tension ball massage that you're known for. With love, and that's Mark from the Galaxy of Queens, New York. Mark DiPaolo, you're suspended for a week for that last comment. You marked that down.
Well, let me just say one thing, Mark DiPaolo. If he does the Chinese tension ball massage, he also uses different Hindi incenses. So you'll have a pretty good time, you know. So this guy wants to know what to do there, or he wants to take his girlfriend, or what's the question?
He wants to go to Mexico City, maybe see Lucha. Like, if there's a show in Mexico City, he might want to travel there. So give him some tips on, like, where to go and, like, you know.
They have Lucha there at Arena Mexico every Friday. Go there.
Really?
Have,
Yeah. Literally every Friday.
Every Friday. Every Friday. Every
AAA?
Sunday. No, 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 no.
Are there other
places? CMLL. Yeah.
Oh, CMLL. So you don't.
Yeah, we're more of a traveling company. You know, like we travel around the country. We'll be in Mexico City February 11th and March 4th.
Okay, but, once a month in Mexico City.
Yeah. So if you're there
February, what day of the week?
If you're there February 11th or March 4th, I'll hook you up with some tickets.
What day of the week?
Usually Saturdays or Sundays.
Okay, Saturday nights. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let me ask you a question. Mark, the March 4th one, even though that might be, you know, too soon for you to take this trip you're talking about, that also has Smashing Pumpkins concert, and it's AAA versus NWA. So
right.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I booked that with our good friend and friend of the show and huge Notre Dame Mark and Yankees Mark.
Heck, Kenny.
Poor guy, bro. He told me that he did some, I guess when he had a stroke, something happened to his brain. Right. And he's training with this girl, and he puts in, I think she smokes pot. And he said that they do have him doing like some astronaut training with G-Force. I don't know if they put him in a capsule in a room or whatever. And he says, it's incredible. He goes, hopefully it'll help reignite my brain, because I guess there's some parts of it that aren't firing like on all cylinders.
Well,
kind of.
I think that's just because he's an imbecile.
Wow.
Brain stuff in the ass.
Pat, trying to put you over, but Disco still has disdain for you. And you so that idea that you gave me where you wanted to put him in the NWA Hall of Fame, I think that's out the window, correct?
You want to put me in the NWA Hall of Fame?
Pat Kenny did, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, and do the angle where it's just a rib, and then everybody has to bury me and said like,
no, do the angle where you guys pick teams and you do a reverse ladder match. Which has worked worse match
reverse,
of the year.
Everybody starts at the top of the ladder and works their way down. Yeah.
It's tremendous.
So
every Friday, Arena Mexico, there's always wrestling. You'll have a great time. You'll get drunk. It's cheap. The food is cheap. The ambience is in fucking credible. It's, bro, believe me, you will have a fucking bomb time. And that's our competition. But if you're going to go into Mexico, the best hotels is any American chain, you know, Hilton. But if you want to go to a Mexican one like Fiesta Inn, that's pretty sweet. But I think usually it's better to go with the Mexican hotels. They have all of them, Hilton, Marriott, all those fucking things.
The basic question.
Yeah.
How many seats does Arena Mexico hold?
Probably 15,000.
So what is CML drawing on like like they run every week? What's an average crowd?
I think maybe right now like 5,000. Then when there's like a real big show, they can sell it out.
So what about AAA when they run there?
We don't run there. We run in another one that's like a 23,000 seat, and we only do it once a year.
Right.
Which is where we have Triple Mania.
Well, I thought you said February 11th and March 4th they're going to be there.
Yeah, but at TV tapings.
Oh, okay.
And then in August is Triple Mania, and that'll be in the big one. Yeah.
Next is from Robert Bohannon. Subject is Cody's storyline for Mania. Wrestling Rob here. First off, Conan, I hope you're feeling better, brother, and you're in my prayers every day. Second, I was at MLW this week getting content, and who shows up running a new faction? None other than Raven.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell, Joe? But my question is, do you think WWE could gain more sympathy for Cody if he cuts promos talking about how he wasn't allowed to even wrestle for the championship in AEW and maybe blame the VPs? They're going to tell the son of a plumber story and never getting a shot at the big one on the big stage, him or Dusty. But Robert Bohannon, if you actually wrestle Rob, if you actually think him telling the story about cutting promos about the VPs of AEW,
you're right. You're very fucking right. Wait.
Because terrible.
I knew Raven.
The nighttime ship. I know Joe likes
I love that one. Yeah, I knew Raven was going to be there. It wasn't Philly. I didn't attend. But yeah, it seems like he's getting out there a little bit more. He's working with MLW.
Good.
And Impact, you know?
Good.
Next.
Now that he's a lot more probably mature and, you know, easy to deal with, he'll probably, you know, have.
What's his faction MLW that he's doing?
Let me get that for you. I didn't recognize.
Bro, Raven, he has a faction work around him.
Right.
Which is smart now that he can. Right. Yeah. But he was doing it when he could work. What a lazy bum.
Well, I know our listeners sometimes probably lack confidence in the bedroom. We've all had those nights where we get too nervous when we had too much to drink. But there's nothing worse than not being able to put the stick shift in drive when you need the most. But have no fear. Rex MD is here, spreading cheer even when you have a few too many beers.
Perfect.
So RexMD is FDA approved and the most trusted leader in men's telehealth. They've sponsored this episode to help you always be prepared. RexMD has made it simple, easy, and cost-effective to help all the men out there last longer and feel more confident in the bedroom. RexMD makes getting generic and branded Viagra Cialis easy. Everything's online, even the prescription, and they deliver it discreetly to your door. No waiting rooms, no embarrassing trips to the doctor, no insurance, and no co-pays. Take advantage of their best deal they've offered and save up to 90% and only pay $2 per dosage with the exclusive link, rexmd.com/K100. That's RexMD, rexmd.com/K100 for this limited time deal. So RexMD has made this whole process very simple. There's no need to jump through a bunch of hoops to set up an embarrassing doctor's appointment to get your medication where you're telling them, hey, I'm having problems performing. So with just a few clicks of a button, you can talk to a medical professional, create a personalized plan, and get the products discreetly shipped to your door within 2 days. RexMD doesn't just have ED medication. There's other medications that help sexual health, hair growth, pain relief, and sleeping. They're also here to make sure you save big. Viagra costs around $90 a pill. That's ridiculous. But RexMD has generic Viagra. That's just as effective for as low as $2 a pill. And unlike other brands, RexMD is FDA-approved, clinically tested at a U.S. licensed pharmacy. So you'll be getting FDA-approved ED treatments at a 90% cheaper rate than the doctors. That's 90% cheaper. That's ridiculous savings. It's fast, simple, and cheap. And RexMD has already helped over 300,000 guys gain confidence quickly and conveniently, and they're here to help you.
And let me just say that is accurate. You know, Viagra and Cialis can be very expensive, even with insurance. So you go to rexmd.com/K100, get them for $2 a pill, and I can tell you from personal experience, they work just as well, just the same.
Yeah, next week we'll also be bringing your wife in here for a testimonial, too.
Absolutely.
Act now to take advantage of the best deal yet by heading to rexmd.com/K100. The exclusive deal will save up to 90% off when you only pay $2 per dosage, and starter packs of generic Viagra Cialis are now available to our listeners to get started at RexMD. That's rexmd.com/K100. Yeah, yeah. So give the gift of pleasure this holiday season with RexMD.
Right. Keep it hard. Boom.
Next is from Chris Graham. The subject is practical effects in wrestling. Morning, guys. Since blood has not been allowed at WWE for years, other than the blood capsule spot they use from time to time, should WWE start using practical makeup effects to reflect their big beatdown angles? No, they don't need to. That show doesn't need the gratuitous side effects. You know, they don't need the blood. They don't need the cussing. They just don't need it. And then look at the numbers. They have a successful product. Staying away from all that stuff, because like that's the thing, but people don't understand this. You know, there's people out there that get uncomfortable seeing blood, and those are fans. And if they see blood, they may change the channel. You know, like, and then so you don't, and they have kids, and the parents don't want to see the kids listening to the cussing and seeing the blood and stuff. Like, you know, that there are some conservative parents out there that are part of the fan base, and like you have to market to them, which is why they don't do all that, which is why they draw way more people than the other products do, you know? Do you get any comment on that?
Yeah, there could be something to that. People, there's too much blood on AEW, which people are turned off on, but they're probably banking on the people that are turned on to it, because you've got blood in UFC, blood in boxing, blood in video games, you know, it's blood in movies, you know, like, but there's people that it's offended by, you know, right. Like even in Mexico, they've told us to tone down on blood. And like, for example, you know, those sticks that the hardcore guys stick into their head. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what the fuck they're called. Like, we used to do that. And they're like, you can't do that anymore. We used to do a stapler spot. We would staple something to the guy's head. We can't do that anymore on TV. So, you know, they're cracking down in Mexico.
They're called skewers.
Skewers. All right.
Yeah. And for the Raven thing, he's a spiritual advisor to Ricky Shane Page and Akira.
Who? Wait a minute.
MLW now,
who's the other guy? Who?
Ricky Shane Page. I think he's like a hardcore wrestler. I'm not sure. And then Akira. I guess that's a Japanese guy. I'm not sure.
Who's that?
But you know what? I found that question kind of interesting, because there's something psychologically where with fans and even with wrestlers themselves, like Conan, if you were going to bleed in a match, you're going to blade. You're not going to use a blood capsule, right?
Right.
But why?
Because blood keeps trickling down and it's real.
So you don't have to. Yeah. But I mean, why does that matter to the fans if we know it's predetermined that it has to be real blood?
Because I think the fans know because that's the whole point of real blood. It's like you're trying to rise to the level where the suspension disbelief, meaning these guys are feuding and they're bloodying each other up, and it's real. So, but which is why you need to have guys that can work that way, that look like they're fighting, which is what, you know, and because people know the difference between fake blood and real blood. Fake blood does not take the suspension.
It doesn't. It doesn't amp you up.
It doesn't take you into the suspension disbelief where you need to be, where you think it's real. You know, but at the same time, the whole point of blood.
We'll accept like a crash pad in a big table spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but blood is like, that's an old, you know.
It is. It's an old. It's in the DNA of wrestling.
For example, okay. When I used to go to the Omni in Atlanta, a hotbed for professional wrestling in the South, right? And say Dusty and Flair were like, you know, they'd been feuding for 2 months, 3 months, and this was the big blow off. You know, there'd be blood, and it was the only match that had blood. You know, and it wouldn't be, you know, and the next 2 months worth of shows, there wouldn't be, you know, blood was a point where the feud has reached a level where people, the arena's packed because of the feud is drawn, and like you're trying to sell it as like a real fight, and you have blood, and like that's how you blow this thing off to where the next guy's like, I bloody the guy, I beat him, and I move and I elevate myself. You know, it's all part of an equation in professional wrestling that's been successful, but it has to be predicated on the fact that like the suspension disbelief is like people are thinking that this is kind of real, which is like why blood today doesn't really work, because bro, it's like AEW's doing blood, but you're showing the guy geeking himself, you know, they've been putting the blade back in his mouth.
And it was the opening match.
Right. It's completely.
Yeah, and that's like, bro, that's right. Both their faults. The cameraman for shooting it and him for doing it out in the open.
Right. So you're wasting the whole concept of like, we're trying to make it like Adam Page is bloodying you up because you guys are really fighting. But it never gets to that place anymore today, which is why WWE stopped doing it, you know? So, I don't know. A lot of times
when guys are starting in the business, a lot of people don't know this, and they don't know how to gig. They'll have somebody else gig for them.
Right, yeah.
I'd like to gig Joe.
Maybe if Adrian Thomas and I have to settle our differences. You know?
I'd love to gig both of you.
Next, Conan, guess what?
What'd it do?
Tis the season for overindulging and cheating on your diet.
Nice.
Don't let the holidays. Joe, don't interrupt. Hang on. Conan, guess what?
What up?
Tis the season for overindulging and cheating on your diet. Don't let the holidays ruin all your hard-earned progress with your diet and training. Get prepared to crush it in 2023 with, guess what? Legacy Sports Nutrition.
Boom.
Now, you've heard us talk about them before, but now more K100 listeners than ever have experienced the results for themselves from professional-grade supplements available at LegacySups.com. Shed those excess holiday pounds and have the energy needed to endure your family with their best-selling fat burner, X-Lean 5, which, Joe, you're currently using, right?
Yeah, I take my X-Lean 5 every morning. I'm energized all day long. I've been feeling a lot better. I feel a lot sharper. And then later on in the day is when I take the Recovery PM to get some really, really good sleep at night. And I'm deep sleeping. I'm getting plenty. And you get your deep dreams that you remember and all that. It's really that's a good show that you're sleeping well. So, but the X-Lean 5, man, I can't recommend it enough if you're looking for more energy during the day. And I've dropped some pounds as well, so.
Well, if that sounds good, you know, I don't do carbs, but you might want to try Carb Defender, specifically designed to take before you're about to pick out on carbs. I know a lot of people like to pick out on carbs, like pizza and stuff, but it limits the negative effect of carbs in your waistline. And of course, there's always your top-selling Test X9 testosterone booster and the sleep aid getting rave reviews worldwide, the Recover PM. That's my favorite product. And while stocks last, orders over $75 will receive a free supplement organizer with 7 individual cases divided into morning, noon, and night. All in one handy case, you can stay on top of your subs and make those gains, brother. That sounds like a great product, because I got tons of pills, you know, that I take. And as always, show your love for K100. Get 10% off your entire order by entering code K100, that's K100, at checkout at LegacySups.com. That's LegacySups.com.
Yo, check it out. You know, you got all these different supplements for energy, for, you know, for sleeping, for just about anything you can think of. You know, we're very big on wellness here. Check it out. Legacy Subs, endorsed and made by Nick on probation, Aldis, and Mickey James.
Next is from Kevin Donald, and the subject is Cole versus Dalla. Long time no speak, guys. My question is about Top Dalla. Ever since he botched that top rope five, I don't know.
Dive.
Michael Cole's been burying him on commentary. Now, I get that he's just making jokes, etc., but in the kayfabe world, doesn't this kind of make Top Dollar look really bad? I mean, unless they're building towards a Top Dollar versus Michael Cole match, and please God, never let that happen, what's the point of Dollar being buried and ever going after Cole? P.S. Disco, I know Billy's your boy and you're just being a good friend and covering for him, but check out his social media. All the guy does in all his Twitter accounts is get into arguments. He's a snowflake, no real man would freak out that often. Bro, I see his Twitter, which is a complaint. That's his Twitter. If he wants to complain, whatever. I'll say this about the top dollar.
They didn't say that you're covering for him. Nobody's covering for him. Nobody's just covering.
It's open.
Just because we don't say what you want to hear, that doesn't mean we cover for him. Yeah. You're going to get buried if you fuck up here. And if you listen to the show for any amount of time, you know that. But obviously you don't.
I like talking sports with the guy, and right, like you're not going to convince me to not like talking sports with the guy,
right? And you're not going to convince me that guy doesn't know his shit,
right? Exactly.
You know?
So,
bro, you know who I saw? This is what I was going to tell you the other day. You know who I saw on ESPN?
Who?
Old school friend of the show, Dennis Davis, Dennis, whatever.
Dennis Jr. He's on Around the Horn.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, no, yeah. Okay.
And he and I've seen him with a wrestling title belt.
Yeah,
and I've seen him a couple of times with a wrestling belt on there.
Yeah,
didn't he block you?
Yeah, I think he muted me. Probably. I think he muted me.
Okay.
I'd love to get back on the show,
Dennis. You're invited to come back on. I know that now you're on ESPN. You may be too big for us.
I don't think he likes me. He probably thinks I'm a toxic.
Well, yeah, he just wrote a book on the civil rights movement. So
he's a race baiter. He like always talks about race.
Yeah, I like him.
I liked him too. Let me get to Top Dollar. Okay.
Yeah.
Bro, this is all design because he's a heel.
Right.
And he's acting like a gangster.
Right.
But everybody can see he's a fake gangster, which is why Cole buries him, which is why when this guy finally does get some heat, it's going to work. Cause like
that's Cole's job. Right. He's a heel. He's not supposed to put him over.
Right. So yeah. Next is
unless he has heat and they told them to bury him, but you know,
it could be knows.
Right.
Could be, you know, next is from, Tourist Wobbled.
Right.
And the subject is goat. Hey, K100. I was checking out clips in the latest Ric Flair podcast, and him and Conrad Thompson were talking about the greatness of this Bloodline versus Sami Zayn story. And Conrad said, quote, "It's one of the greatest stories WWE has done in years," unquote. And Flair replied, "It may be their greatest storyline of all time. I know that people in the wrestling business are known for crazy overpraise. Hello, Tony Khan. But really, is this one of the rare times where the overpraise is deserved? I mean, really, guys, can either of you three think of a storyline that's better than this? Austin versus Band, of course, is a classic. But Sammy versus Bloodline has legit drama to it. Before I go, I'm so sick of the Billy critics. Get off his back. If it wasn't for Billy, we would never found out that Roman Reigns versus The Rock, Charlotte Flair versus The Rock, were all 100% confirmed WrestleMania 39. Oh, yeah, that's right. Billy sucks as a cancer to any show he's on, whatever.
Reeled us in there.
Yeah, he reeled us in. Whatever, but that's not true, though. So, what is this? I will say, here's what I'll say. It might be the greatest storyline of all time because it was all done in basically vignettes and backstage clips. Like him
give
and
some
him
other storylines that you him like and
Roman,
that you remember.
Him and Roman sitting on a couch having conversations.
Right.
Like this. You know, it's like,
what,
seriously.
What are some
like,
other storylines that you guys like? Yeah, I know. Bro, it's an incredible storyline. We've seen for fucking 2 years.
I'll never forget Hogan and Savage, the original one where they planted seeds all year. They were a team. And then Savage would look at him a certain way when he would put his arm around Elizabeth and stuff
right.
like that. Yeah, I'll never forget that, man.
The build up to Warrior and Hogan was great. The NWO was great.
NWO.
When the Cyndi Lauper with Roddy Piper, all that shit, that was great. Remember that, Glenn?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How
old were you when that happened?
Greatest angles of all time. Let me think here. Hogan Andre, I think, is one of the greatest.
87.
Of all time. Yeah. No, because of Everett, do you know what that match drew? Get a load of this.
93,000
in Pontiac.
No. They wrestled on a Saturday night's main event.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Okay, where they did the double referee.
Yeah, they drew a huge number.
Mm-hmm.
Just hypothetically. Like right now, SmackDown does 2.5 million. That was like a huge number this week, right? Take a wild guess what the number was for that show. How many people
like 20?
33 million
wow.
people. Bro, that's...
That's ridiculous.
Let me look at what did the Super Bowl do this year?
Well, imagine how hot they were
last year.
Well, bro, the playoffs just did like 50 million.
Super Bowl did 99.18 million viewers in 2022.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, the playoffs right now, they just did like the Philly game did like 50 million, even though it was a blowout.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, think about this. During our time period when we were doing this, remember wrestling on cable television on Monday night, at one time was drawing 10 to 11 million people combined between the two channels. Okay, USA and TNT, right? Bro, when Monday Night Football went off ABC and went to ESPN, they were doing like 10 to 12 million people.
Right.
Like, wrestling was on par with football in popularity. Right. And like, look at where they are today, 20 years later.
We were more popular in baseball or basketball.
Way more popular. It wasn't even close, you know?
Yeah, we were killing them in the ratings.
Yeah. Next is from Ryan Evans, the subject's question. Hey, guys, Federer's last fight happened this past weekend. My question to you guys, do you think Federer's legacy is tarnished at all for never going to the UFC? Or do you think his history and domination, pride, beating the best heavyweights in their prime, overshadows never going there? Thanks, and that's from Ryan. I absolutely agree with that. I think Federer not going to – bro, the UFC has proven that they are a better product and have better fighters than any other organization. They get the best fighters. They got a guy like Michael Chandler from Bellator who was killing it there. They brought him here, and he's like, what is he, 1-2 in his fight? You know, he's an average fighter in the UFC. But, like, bro, Federer not coming over and fighting the best heavyweights, I do think that you can't look at him as the GOAT. And you can't. He didn't fight the best competition. What do you think about that?
Well, he fought very good competition in
he
pride.
He did, but not the best.
Yeah. Well, they were among the best.
Okay, do you think he's a GOAT, yes or no?
No, because he's been beaten, right?
Oh, yeah.
Seven times now.
In the last part of his career, he actually got buried twice by Ryan. Ryan Bader pummeled him in two straight
fights. But a young Fedor, that's a hard motherfucker to beat.
Where Andre Arlovsky went to like do a running knee on him, and in midair, he punched him right in the jaw and knocked him out. That's still, to me, the best. Joe, try to find that. Federer knocks out Arlovsky. That's a great spot. He like the guy jumped in the air and he tacked like perfect precision. He hit him right in the jaw and like knocked him out in midair. That was hysterical. Next is some Randall Vasquez. Subject is slap fights. Hey guys, I'm sure you've seen clips of slap fights that are now airing after AEW. This looks like a disaster waiting to happen. These slaps look more like palm strikes in the temple. Since the impact comes with zero defense, and one can't help but wonder, is a fatal slap is a high probability. I was a Dana White as a promoter of this freak show. What are your opinions on slap fighting? Thanks for all the great contents of Randy Vasquez, Patreon contributor and roundtable contributor in the past.
Yes,
I think flat. I can't watch this.
I would be willing. It's very barbaric. It's almost like remember in the beginning years of UFC how barbaric it was.
Right.
That's how it is. And bro, I'm willing to bet that more than half of the people that are getting their fucking bell rung are concussed. There's no way you can tell, bro. Some of these guys are like 300 pounds and just fucking, they look like, you know, they're fucking strong and they're just unprotected shot to the side of the head.
One guy got disfigured.
Imagine
that.
See that? No.
I'm like, it's stupid. I'm like, well, bro, with what we know about
I wonder
CTE,
how many guys' eardrums have been busted.
Yeah.
It just seems like,
it's
savage. Obviously, you got to be a tough fucker to do it, but it just, it's skillless, you know?
The thing is that, well, there's some skill to it. The thing is that at the end of the day, everything that we know now about concussions and brain damage and CT, why would you do this?
Bro, this show
you're just looking to get sued by one of these guys in the future.
It's literally 25 years too late. Like, this would have been great TV back in the Attitude Era before.
Right.
Like, you know, with Jerry
Springer. It would have been super old.
Yeah, awesome. Everything was crazy.
But, like, now we know it's like Dana White is like, backwards are you, dude? It's
right.
Like,
you want to take something out of that. That's almost like trying to bring back bra and panty matches right now.
There's
no way in this climate they're going to accept it.
Right.
I can't believe you got this on the fucking air.
Yeah, especially at Time Warner Discovery, which is kind of like a woke, that's crazy.
Maybe gave him a really big cut, you know.
Yeah,
he probably says, you know what, I'll give you a bigger cut than usual, but put it on there. Trust me, I came up with UFC. I came up with the contender. I came up with this. You know, all it takes is to convince these guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. They did a 1.3 rating up from a 1.0. So, you know,
Wait,
it's,
how much?
It's only an eight episode run. I didn't know that.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. What do they do compared to AEW that night?
Last week, AEW had what, like 970,000? So they beat them by a little. Yeah.
AEW beat them.
Yeah.
But they're doing competitive numbers with AEW. That show? Jesus Christ. So next is from Missy Hyatt Surgeon. Oh, by the way, this guy Matthew Robles he's a manager gimmick. He was in town. He's getting married to Missy Hyatt, and they were both in town this week, and they came to the club. So,
oh wow, Matthew Robles! I didn't know.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Who? Wait, say that again.
Yeah, Matt, you don't know Matthew Robles. Do you know Matthew?
No,
he's an indie guy. He's a man. Yeah, he's a manager. I know him. Cool guy. I like him. But him and Missy Hyatt are getting married. But they were both in town.
Missy
and
Hyatt.
Came, yeah, Missy Hyatt.
How
yeah.
old is the guy?
My age, probably.
Okay.
You know, but they were they came into the club and said hi. Like sat with them for a while and like talked to them. It's cool.
I've seen Matt do stuff in Philly. I think.
Guess who else was in the club this week? Scott D. Moore on Saturday night.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Or Friday
was he a
night.
Good customer?
Yeah, he was. I got him hooked up, some drinks, got him with the ride and everything, all that. I got him hooked up. He was a SoCal Val and three other. He was him and four girls. It's like a pimp.
Hey, I wanted to say I blew that before the Power Slap ratings. I was reading AEW. AEW did 901,000. Power Slap only did 284,000 this week.
Wow. Okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
So the week before that was 413, and the debut week was 295.
What's his
so name? Imagine if you're that content creator and you're looking at wrestling doing 900,000, Glenn, and the Power Slap doing 200. Those are good numbers to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me. I just want to tell you something. I was looking at Fedor Emelianenko's. I know this was a letter ago or two. Mm-hmm. His listen to all the people that he beat. He beat. Where are we? Renato Sobral. He beat. Yeah, well, I know who he is. Heath Herring, Antonio.
Oh, I know.
Come on,
he's far, right. Yeah.
Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira.
Okay.
I know that maybe you don't know him, but he's from.
Beat these guys after their prime when they were in UFC, and then they were like they were washed going back.
This was early in
young.
Oh, this earlier?
Yeah.
All right, show this clip, Joe. Wait,
okay.
Let me just say.
Well, go through the names.
Fujita, Gary Goodridge, Yuji Nagata. Remember Nagata?
Oh, he fought Yuji Nagata?
Yeah.
I beat Yuji Nagata.
Mark Coleman, Kevin Randleman.
I want you to – wait, time out. I want you to put that in perspective. Right. You're talking about he beat Yuji Nagata. I beat Yuji Nagata.
Right. That's a great line.
See if I got that. I don't think you should bring up Yuji Nagata as like on his list of impressive victories, you know, if I beat Yuji Nagata.
Well, you know he had an incredible amateur career.
No, he was a great fighter, but – but he never
he beat
like
Coleman,
these box,
Mark Coleman
like
twice.
These boxers that never fight the best competition.
Okay, so like anyway,
go ahead.
He fought Nogueira again, beat him. This guy, who to me is one of my favorite fighters of all times, Merkel Krokop.
Okay,
Mark Coleman, Mark Hunt, Hungman Choi, which I don't know if you remember, but I think it was
a giant 7-foot Korean.
Yeah, it was kind of a freak fight. Yeah.
Tim Sylvia, Andrei Arlovsky. So you know he fought a lot of good people, bro.
Show this clip here. I think this is hysterical.
It's common. It's just highlights. But here it comes. Boom!
he went for a flying knee, and he got cooked.
Oh!
How great Peter is that? Huh?
But Peter to me was a beast, bro.
Turned him all around.
He could have broke his neck there in the landing. You know.
Here you go. Look at this aerial view.
Oh! Wow. All right, that's enough.